You're listening to My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 998. Today's Devo is called The Road to 1,000, Part 3. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We've made it to the middle of the week, which only means we're closer to Friday for our 1,000 episode. This week has been amazing, Allison. You've been so awesome. And today you're going to continue blessing us. So let's go get started.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy to be here this week. Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited to celebrate 1,000 on Friday. So tune in. Just to let you guys know, Friday's episode is going to be a little bit longer. So it's still going to have that 5-minute flow. And then once we're done praying, we're going to go into a free flowing conversation. So just a heads up, it's going to be longer. So block it out of your time so that you can listen to us. Yes. We have some insight over the last 1,000 episodes, and you guys have submitted a lot of questions that we're going to get to. So I'm excited for that too. Well, today we're going to be in Psalm chapter 105, verses 7 and 8. It says, "He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations." And we are talking about 1,000. We've been in that theme this week. We talked about it on Monday. We talked about it yesterday. And today we're going to talk about his promise over us for 1,000 generations. And that is just, we were just talking about this thought of eternal blessing. Yes. This promise over everything, over everybody, over all of us and our future generations. And so when we remember that he is Lord of all, that his promise stands, then we could look at any situation and remember that God is good.
Yeah.
He is good all the time. And it's as simple as God is good. Mm-hmm. Those three words that you can just ingrain. But it's hard to believe that sometimes when you're facing something that's difficult or challenging, or if your child might be acting out or work might be very stressful. You might be going through different seasons in life that make you question either your faith or make you ask uncomfortable questions. Mm-hmm. And God is okay with that. You can ask him uncomfortable questions, but we are not to waver in our faith. We are not to forget that he has given us a promise 1,000+ years ago, 2,000 plus years ago, 4,000 plus years ago. And that promise still stands today for a future generation too. So the promise that God granted Abraham is also a promise that he has granted us today and your children. Marino has the same blessing over his life.
Yes.
God is good. And those three words, although can be fun to say some days they're harder to say. It's something that you have to repeat daily. Wake up, listen to the show, sharpen yourself, get in the rhythm to remember that God is good. He is faithful all the time.
Yes.
And his promise still stands.
Yes.
So just cling on to that. We've been talking about it yesterday. Cling on to your faith and remember that time passes either way. So yesterday we said it. Imagine what your life can look like 4 years from now if you clinged on to something daily. Yes. Imagine what your generations will look like 3 generations from now if you do the work to get to church this Sunday.
Amen.
I didn't come from a family that came to church on Sundays. We didn't come from a routine of getting in our word. That was a choice that I had to make with my husband to be that for our future generations.
Yeah.
So just imagine, what can your future generations look like if you make that promise today?
Yeah, I love that. And my favorite part about this verse is that it says, he remembers his covenant forever. And so if you feel today, as you're listening, that there's something that you had been praying about or something that you had dreamed about or anything that you've been talking to God about, and you feel like there's no progress and nothing's happened for months or years or days, just remember that God remembers his covenant with you forever. So if nothing has happened, it just means that God's still working. And we might just have to ask him, is there something I'm not seeing that you've been doing?
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important that we stay faithful and we cling to him.
Amen.
All right. Allison, can you pray for us today?
For sure. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this Wednesday. God, we thank you that you are faithful, Lord. You have made a covenant with your people that covers us for generations and generations. So, Lord, we just pray that our eyes be opened to the things that you do in our life, even when we don't feel it, even when we don't see it, Lord, we're asking that you show us. God, we know that you are good. Your promise still stands. You are faithful and you never forget. So Lord, as we commit to making you the center of our lives today and every day, may you continue to bless not just our generation, but the generations that are to come from us. We ask that you continue to give us the strength to tackle the day ahead of us. We pray this in your Son's mighty name today and every day. Amen.
Amen. So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.